It's the Alzheimer's Show on WGN Radio. Local.
We're talking with Paul Vallis.
This year alone, violent crime is up another 39%. You need to have a crime prevention strategy.
Informative.
We're talking with Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose.
The Pritzker administration literally knew no bounds during COVID. We just got robbed blind. I mean, literally robbed blind. $5+ billion gone.
Entertaining.
Grammy award-winning poet Jay Ivey. Now that you won your Grammy for The Poet Who Sat by the Door, what do you got in the works for your next album?
Oh, yeah. You know, we cooking, man. We working right now.
The Alzheimer's Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNradio.com. This is the Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to listen in. Click on that link. Well, if you love great comedy, and I know I like great comedy, the name Jay Farrell is synonymous with comedy. And guess what? The Thin Theater announced a live special taping for the SNL alum Saturday, August 26th. It's going to be a live tape performance of Jay Farrell. He joins me right now on the Celebrity Hotline. Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, anybody ever tell you sound like Sway Calloway?
Well, this is the first time I heard that. I need that Sway Calloway money.
Yo, you sound like Sway, dog. That's
well, thank that. You know, coming from you.
I hope. Does that mean they going to forget about it? I hope not, God dang it, because that's crazy.
So tell me, how's it feel to be coming back to Chicago? You've been through here a few times. How's it feel to be coming back here?
Man, I always love Chicago, man. The crowds are always amazing, man. And the energy is leveled up, and I can't wait to get out there and just do it, man.
Yeah, and
ready to drop this thing, brother. You know?
And one of the things that's been going on here in Chicago is that, you know, when celebrities do come through Chicago, I don't know if you heard about the Wiener Circle, but the Wiener Circle recently, they had Ed Sheeran there serving hot dogs. Are you planning on visiting the Wiener Circle while you're here?
The Wiener Circle, first of all, that sounds kind of weird, but you know what, man? Maybe after I shoot the special, because up until I can't eat nothing that's, you know, hot dogs, man. That ain't nothing but you got pork eyeballs and pork booty and all that stuff up in there. I can't have that before I shoot. So maybe I'll make my way over there after I'm done with everything, man. But yeah, I keep it healthy, man, but I'm in Chicago, so F it. Let's go ahead and have some fun.
All right, we're talking with SNL alum Jay Farrell. He's going to be at the Den Theater Saturday, August 26th for a live special taping. And with that special taping, does this mean we're going to get like a Jay Farrell special somewhere, streaming anywhere?
Well, you know, yeah. It's going to be streaming. It's going to be streamed by me. God damn, we can't work with any of the services right now because we're on strike, you know, but if it ever does, if everything does subside, you know what I mean? And we'll get it on one of those streaming platforms. We'll see what they're talking about, man.
Yeah.
But I ain't got no problem. I have no problem putting it out myself. A lot of comedians now have put it out independently, and they have had massive success. I mean, you know, you got, Louis did it. You had Sam Morril. There's so many different comedians that are putting it out right now by themselves and having success. So, you know, as long as it's a good body of work, man, people will talk about it, bro. And I feel like I got a good plate of food here that everybody's going to think tastes really good. So
we're talking with Jay Farrell. He's going to be at the Den Theater over in Ricker Park, August 26th. You did 6 seasons of SNL, and the one thing about the entertainment business is that the art side and the business side always kind of collides. Is there anything working those 6 seasons? Has it, you know, when you worked on that show from the business side, have you learned anything that you took with you after SNL? And if so, what has it taught you?
And I learned from SNL. First of all, SNL was a boot camp. And, you know, when you go in there and, you know, you have to audition for your job every week, you know, it gives you a mind that everything is about business. So whatever you put out there, you gotta be careful about it because, you know, you're only good as your last work. So just I learned from that place just to always be on. So when I am looked at and viewed, you know, it's the best thing. And, you know, you're serving the right product out there. So I think I learned that from them. Just, you know, ain't no fooling around. That day. You can't miss, because if you miss, you know, there's so many people that's come through that place and now they're not really doing anything. You know what I mean? So luckily I'm not one of them, but, but you know, it is a business, and you have to view comedy as a business, you know, making money. You know, it's like you gotta feed your consumers, and you have to give them something good. You have to give them something great. Actually, I have to give them something great. I can't just give somebody something good. I don't have that option. So, I've just learned to just be on my P's and Q's, man. And, you know, in these last seven years now, I think there's been some fantastic, phenomenal work that's come out of there. And I've always kept my business cap on. So, and still happy to be thriving and still getting work and, still be able to do what I'm doing on this level. And for it to just have evolved over the years just proves that, you know, I learned the lesson well.
And speaking of work, you played Cecil Holmes in Spin and Gold, which is about the journey of Neil Bogart, who co-founded Casablanca Records. And you're kind of like his number two in the film, in a sense. That character that you play, is that similar to how you are in real life as far as like keeping like a really tight circle?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. I'm really like that, bro. I grew up in Chesapeake, Virginia. I didn't have a lot of people that, you know, I was picked on, you know, bullied, all of that, you know, so I really didn't trust a lot of people. So I have a very small circle of friends even today, and those same friends that I have are the few that I was cool with in high school, and then you know, the few folks that I've trusted to come into my circle afterwards. So you know, ride or die, man. I'll definitely go to war for my friends, and it's the same thing on this side. You know what I mean? It's like I got their back, they got my back, and it's only a few of us, so we don't have to worry about money missing.
Yeah. Where that money at? Somebody took it from you.
You got a lot of people. You got a lot of people on your squad, man. You got to worry about. You got to worry about, you know, funds and all of that. Like, who took it? Like, wait a second, what's going on? So keep your circle as close as possible, and put people around you that you trust. Like, my sister is still my manager. Of course, I have a management team, but she's still on the team. She's still my manager. You know, I keep it moving like that because I don't trust these hoes, man.
we're speaking with SNL alum Jay Farrell, comedian, actor, impressionist. He's going to be in Rickard Park August 26th. It's for a live special taping if you want to check it out. You mentioned being from Virginia, and what a lot of people may not know is that you've been helping high school seniors for a while now with scholarships to major in the fine arts. And it's through the Farrell Family Foundation. It's all with PH instead of the F. Tell me a little bit about that and yep. What inspired you to do that and help kids, because back when I was in high school, back in day, okay. You know, we used to have like music class and theater and all, but you don't see that in high schools anymore. So tell me a little bit about that.
You do see the classes are available for the kids, man, but a lot of them just don't take advantage of, they don't take advantage of the opportunities that they have. So what inspired me to do that scholarship, and, you know, look, it's been going for 10 years. And you haven't heard about it because I'm not a braggadocious person about the things that I'm doing for the community, because, you know, also as a follower of the faith, you know, that takes the, you know, you're not supposed to boast about the things that you do to help folks, because that takes the glory away from God and it puts it on the man. But, you know, if you go on Instagram, everybody going to hell. So whatever. you go on Instagram, I say that metaphorically, like everybody's breaking that code. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? I can't put anybody down there. I'm not the big man. So, but I've been doing it because, you know, when I was in school, you know, I was overlooked. I was overlooked. You know, I wasn't, you know, I have ADD. I wasn't really paying attention to a lot of the things that, you know, the regular curriculum that you need. You know, I like theater. I like performing. I like all of that. I like drawing. I like everything in the arts. So when I graduated in 2005 from high school, I said to myself, you know, at first I said, man, forget y'all. Y'all was mean. And then I was like, I said, you know what? I said, I should help the kids who are kind of like I was, you know, so maybe you're not, maybe, you know, your grades aren't as good, but, you know, everybody has genius on different levels. Now, mind you, I still graduated with honors. Understand, I went from a 2.45 to a 3.06 in a year. And that's because when I sit down and focus, everything starts kicking in. But I'm looking for those. I made it a point of myself to look for those kids who, you know, who were artistic and, you know, who really didn't want to stay sitting in the classroom studying science and all of that. So anybody that loves the arts, man, I wanted to make it available to them, scholarship. So, you know, they could, you know, so they could get helped out and they would know that there was somebody who they were like that went through it before that made it, you know.
Right.
So it's like my story of going to Indian River, going to Tidewater Community College, and then leaving there, going to VCU and dropping out of VCU and getting on SNL, you know, for people who want to pursue the arts and entertainment, they're like, wow, it's possible to do. Yeah, it's possible to do. You just have to do it. So my mother definitely started putting things together. My sister got on the board, you know, and now we have the Farrell Family Foundation, and we just had the 10-year anniversary and had a luncheon for it. And it's just growing, and it's going to get bigger. And it's our goal to kind of expand it to all the students around Virginia. And then, you know, all the students around the, you know, the United States, and then possibly later the students around the world, you know, that want to come over. So, you know, there's some big things happening with big things happening. There is a lot of groundwork going into the Farrell Family Foundation right now, and we have a lot of ubiquitous support. And, you know, I'm excited for next year because it's going to get, you know, it's going to be even bigger.
And if people want to check out the Farrell Family Foundation, it's p3h.org. That's p3h.org if you want to check that out. One last question. We're talking with Jay Farrell, actor, comedian, impressionist, SNL alum. He's going to be at the Den Theater Saturday, August 26th. It's going to be a live special taping there. One thing that comedians, and I've been seeing this online a lot, is hecklers and people actually bum rushing the stage. And I don't want to get into the seriousness of that, but I did notice at Drake's concert a few weeks ago, a woman threw like a 36G bra on stage. So at your show, when you do the Den Theater, are you expecting to get like bras or anything? Are you welcoming, you know, hey, if I'm having a good show, throw that bra up on stage.
I mean, shoot, Drake is a rapper. Drake is a rapper, so they're going to throw bras on stage. And of course, he don't got no... Drake has a kid, but he ain't got no significant other. So, you know, everybody just trying. I feel like women try comedians, but they don't nobody throw no brawls on the stage. Comedians have to worry about getting attacked physically on stage. So I'm just going to bring a chair for anybody.
Oh,
you try to jump on the stage. I got that chair ready, baby. You know what I'm saying? Montgomery. Limits. Montgomery rules, baby. Let's go.
He said, don't cross that line.
Yeah, but they don't cross that. Yeah, they don't cross that line. But, man, usually, man, I get put, the push-ups happen after the show, you know, like they'll come, hey, such and such, you know, I'm here by myself. You'd be like, yeah, okay, cool, whatever, you know, so it's different for comedians. But, hey, when this special come out, this new one come out, because it's a brand new comedian the world is pretty much getting introduced to, like the top feel like this material is going to wipe whatever you see off the face of the earth. You'll be like, oh yeah, forget all that and check this new stuff out. But maybe when that happens and hopefully we move into, we go into the marinas or the stadiums and stuff, well, ultimately, because Kevin Hart did it, so it is possible, it is achievable. Hopefully at that point, that's when the bras and the thongs will be on the stage and I will have a thong and bra bag. Like Victoria's Secret. Yes, I will.
And there you have it. Comedian, actor, impressionist, SNL alum, Jay Farrell. He's going to be at the Den Theater in Wicker Park, August 26th. Make sure you go to thedentheater.com or you can go to jayfarrellsworld.com as well for tickets. Also, Spinning Gold and The Blackening. He's in The Blackening as well. He plays Sean. You can check both of those great films out on Prime Video and all the other streaming services, but I prefer Prime. But make sure if you're going to be in Chicago, the Chicagoland area, August 26th and 27th, make sure you check out the Den Theater in Wicker Park. That's thedentheater.com. And you can go to jfarrellsworld.com for tickets. Jay, thanks so much for joining me. You're so great.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. No doubt.